I'm so excited for this JID show. Oh shit.
They're coming out. Oh my gosh, they're about to come out.
Yo, I think he's about...
Oh my gosh. I cannot wait to like mouth off every word. I'm so excited.
Yo, I swear on God, if this person next to me drops the N-word, I'm swinging.
I know. It's crazy.
Oh, that's my part. Yo.
Right. Everybody want to be a nigga, want to be a nigga.
What? Yep. Hold up.
No, we...
Excuse me.
He said everybody wanna...
Excuse me?
Everybody wanna be a
nigga? Yo, no. Excuse me, Brad.
No.
Brad, whatever your name is.
Yeah.
Fucking James, yeah. Whatever the fuck your name
what's
is.
What's up?
Fuck did you just say?
Huh? And I said,
I just heard you.
Everybody wants to be a ninja when they want to be a ninja.
No. I don't... Oh, God, that's not what you just said.
I promise you. I mean, if I offended you, I'm sorry, dude.
Get the fuck
sorry,
out of here.
Dude.
Yo, no, sorry. No, that's bullshit. Yo, sorry. Fuck that dude. Shit. You over here call me
whoa.
A nigga?
Whoa,
that's
whoa. What? I said ninja. Ninja. I said ninja.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like your karate in the styles.
Okay,
that
all right, that
you
shit.
You my ninja.
Ninja, or what's my motherfucking name?
You're my African-American brother.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yo, welcome to Entangled Podcast.
Woo-hoo.
It's your boy Teddy.
It's Ray in the flesh.
No, yeah, it's, you're
in the
here.
Motherfucking flesh. You're, what's up, y'all?
Yeah, you're there.
Hey.
So I don't know about y'all, but like when I commonly go to concerts, the majority of people I see there are people of lacking melanin.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we just went to a JID concert, and what did you think of the concert?
It was great.
Yeah.
It was, like, really packed. Not what I expected. We went to TLA, Theater Living of...
the Theater of Living
Ashiness
Arts?
Ashiness or something. Yeah, like, ooh. Something like that. And it was just a bunch of, like, clearly not 21-year-old white boys. Like, skater boys. Like, they love JID, which is great because, like, he has a great fan base, but... Like, I couldn't really connect with the audience like that.
Yeah, so every time I go to these concerts, and I get it, like, when we were younger, like, when we were in college and Big Sean was just coming out.
Boy.
Every concert I would go to would be, like, a sea of white folks. And it's because, like, college white kids love hip-hop.
Yeah.
And, like, they are the ones paying for concerts. Black people don't be paying for concerts like that. Unless it's like Essence Festival or some shit.
Right. My mom would gladly pay for that.
Yeah. But your mom's not going to like a small venue to see like one of her favorite artists.
Right.
Like if Erykah Badu was at, I don't know, Howard Theater. No, that's a bad example.
That's a
huge all black
venue.
People are going to come.
Yeah. That's a huge venue.
If like, I don't know, what's an artist that our parents listen to?
We're going to say Kim. And they're going to like Busboys and Poets or something.
Yeah. Ooh, that, yes.
Yeah.
Any person who comes to perform at Busboy and Poets, it's going to be nothing but white hipsters at that show.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get frustrated because we don't get to see. They're all in the way. They don't even, like, just know common concert etiquette.
Right. They're clapping off beat. Like, that one gal was just like, first of all, it's a JID show. He raps really fast. So why the fuck are you clapping? Like you in church or something.
Well.
No.
The other thing is, like...
What are you doing?
They just, like, job disrespectful. There was a girl who passed out. I don't know if you remember.
Oh,
in the
I
front
do.
Of the concert. She was, like, at the front, like, directly in
Mariba
front of the stage.
Mariba was on. It wasn't even, like,
yeah, wasn't
JID
even
was
like...
on yet. I was like, yo, you couldn't wait a whole
so, but she
minutes.
Might not... I don't think... She might not have passed out from, like... She probably was just
she
dehydrated.
Was slumped.
Yeah, but she might have just been dehydrated. You standing up in the front, knees locked for like that long a time, and you're not getting anything to drink.
Slumped.
She might have just dehydrated. Anyway, security was dragging her out like through the crowd, and as they were coming, leaving the crowd, there was like this couple
rush.
Who like tackled through everyone.
Yeah.
Just to like storm to the front, like the biggest groupies in the fucking world.
Yeah.
And
I've seen some groupies. I remember I went to a Kendrick Lamar show. It was at the Howard Theater back in 2012. It was right before Good Kid, Mad City dropped. And a fucking girl, she bum rushed like hit me on the shoulder and was like, I gotta get Schoolboy Q's nuts in my hands.
Wow.
And she literally held her hand out, cupped them, and was just like, I just want Schoolboy Q to fucking... rest his nuts on my hands.
I don't understand. What do you get out of that? Do you not wash your hand? Do you just smell it? That's what it was. She wanted nut residue. Is.
Like,
she wanted some nut residue on her hands.
2016, do you still got that nut residue?
She wanted the nut residue.
She wanted that nut residue.
That's beautiful.
That's
what love is. Could you imagine that love story?
But it's not reciprocated, so at this point it is kind of creepy.
Nah, I think that's what love is. And I think that you're hating on true love. Hating on true love.
That's what it's called, sure.
That's right. You never let me drop my nuts in your hand.
But it's... It surprised the fuck out of me to not see a lot of black people there.
Yeah, I was just really shocked. But, like, I feel like...
Okay.
Again, I don't think... Black people just... it just seems like black folk don't go to concerts. For younger people... For, like, younger artists. Like, yeah. Anytime it's a big festival, like, it's Roots Picnic.
Yeah.
Or anytime it's just, like, someone who has a huge fan base. But even that. Wu-Tang concerts, all white folk.
Yeah.
Mos Def does tours all throughout Europe. What's in Europe? That's where they make white folk.
Yeah, right.
That's where they're created.
They push themselves here in America.
So
don't read history books.
I'm just not sure.
I'm not trying to tell you the story of what happened in history.
But back in the 1600s.
Yikes.
I don't know.
I don't want to tell the story. But
anyways, I just don't like even older artists. It's all white folk.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Jay Electronica, Jay-Z, I feel like concerts are... Beyonce concerts.
Yeah, Beyonce's are like really, like huge feminists.
Yeah, but...
And it's a lot of white feminists.
But like I feel like black folk are the people that buy the music, and then you like look... I wonder what it's just like to be an artist and look out to your crowd.
And not see us.
Like with that J.I.D. song, it starts off literally, everybody want to be a nigga, but nobody want to be a nigga when it's time to be a nigga.
Right.
And it's a sea of white folk.
Yeah.
Singing along.
Singing it. And I was like, oh.
And I'm like, that's insane.
So that's what we're doing?
I can't fight all of you.
So that's what we're doing now? Okay.
That makes no sense to me. And you like.
And confidently at that.
But like, that lyric right there is aimed at you. And you're singing it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, don't nobody want to be a nigga when it's time to be a nigga. Sir.
He's Brandon, talking about you.
Kenneth, that is you.
You're naming two of my friends. You gotta pick different names.
Oh, shit. Ah.
So
sorry, Brandon and Kenneth. Yikes.
I don't know. I don't know. What's a typical name? Something with an X in it.
Jake.
What?
Jackson?
Jackson. Or Jake. It's all nicknames.
Yeah. Jake's mom has got it going on. You gotta be nasally.
Wasn't it Stacy's mom?
Oh yeah, it is. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Okay. They'll be at that concert. I bet you black folk would be at that concert. It'll be hella black folk.
They're all from
singing Stacy's mom.
From Waldorf and Gaithersburg.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a shot at us. That was a direct shot at us.
Because we went to a very diverse school, so shut up.
Whatever. All I'm saying is black folk, you gotta get out there and support our music. Like, yeah. Are we buying albums? Or the Schoolboy Q, he like had an interview with Charlamagne, and it was like a very personal interview. I don't know if you saw it. It wasn't Breakfast Club. Like Schoolboy called him and was like, I want to do like a one-on-one interview, just us.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And Schoolboy was saying like the last album, the Blank Face album.
Yeah.
Well, he was like,
it's probably one of the worst albums that I thought of.
And I don't think it's the worst at all, but he was saying that the critics kept saying this was an amazing album. This was like 5 stars. It was like top quality.
Yeah.
But then he would go to his concerts and they weren't selling out. And Schoolboy, oh, like every concert he does sells out.
Right.
And so he was like, well, what the hell? What the hell's going on? Who the hell are these motherfuckers are writing these reviews?
Right.
Why aren't y'all at my fucking show?
Right.
Because it's a bunch of weirdo, like random folk sitting at their desk writing it. And so like it seems like the people who are like listening to hip hop or like critiquing hip hop or like going to see it, spending money on it, are like the weirdos. They're just the fucking weirdos.
Describe to me what the weirdos are. Like I just imagine the typical
a person who plays Dungeons and Dragons right, like sitting in their mom's basement writing an album critique for like a major popular hip hop website, like Hip Hop DX or something,
and it's this random,
it's this random person named Timothy Johnsonworth.
Talking about who wants the smoke?
Like, I don't, I, I imagine that's who's writing these reviews, and then those are the people who come to the concerts. But like Schoolboy Q makes music, like that's some thug ass shit,
right?
Like,
right.
You know, like he's telling his story. Yeah. I'm confused. Or IDK had like a video that went viral.
JIDK is from the DMV area.
Yeah,
if y'all didn't know.
And some guy like was crying at his concert.
I saw the video.
Yeah.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
But it was beautiful.
It was so beautiful.
But it makes me wonder, like, what are people's connections to the to these songs? You know? Because I can't imagine.
He had mentioned the kid was in the front of his concert, and he legit, like, started bawling, crying, was like, oh, this reminds me of a time where me and my mom were, I guess, going at it, and this song brought us close together.
Yeah, his mom was like sick.
Yeah,
she was like terminally ill.
Yeah, it was like
and she didn't like hip-hop.
Could kill her. Yeah,
yeah, she didn't like hip-hop, and he played the song, and she was like, I like this song.
It drew them closer. Yeah, together.
And so, but like, of all the songs,
and I love that.
I love it too, but I'm saying, like, of all the songs, that song was about IDK going to prison and his mom putting money on his books. And like, so I'm always curious as to like, what are people who are listening to these songs who have no perspective of what they're talking about? Mm. What are they taking from the song?
I think it just kind of reminds me of like, when you read a book versus when I read the same book, we have different takes on it or different perspectives on it. Oh, I took from this book blah blah blah, and you took from something totally different. You know, it is what it is. Well, but I just hate not seeing a lot of us in the concert supporting. I get like buying the Apple or the, you know, Spotify subscription and whatnot, but like, go out to these shows, like really support them, because I'm pretty sure on the stage looking out and seeing all these white folks are probably like, what the fuck?
It's the last thing people, it's the last group that they think they're going to reach.
Absolutely.
You know, but if you're not aware, you probably think that that's your only fan base, when you probably attract like a much larger fan base, but you don't see it.
Absolutely.
So kind of, I can imagine as an artist, it makes you feel like maybe I'm not doing what I thought I was doing.
Right.
So at the end of the day, just black folks support black music. Like,
absolutely.
Let's just be out there, but like, just support, like,
or just support every just thing black, black everything.
Support black shit.
Black
just,
shit.
Just support black shit. Like, why can't we just support black shit?
Can we put this on a t-shirt?
Support what? Black shit. Support black shit. And it will be a black t-shirt with black letter.
Right, so you can't really see it because we're incognito. Okay?
Just support black shit.
I feel like why it makes it so difficult for black folks to support black-owned businesses. I know for a fact when I would work for other black businesses, I will not name them. But I do wholeheartedly support them, is because they constantly compared our businesses to like Bath and Body Works or Bed Bath and Beyond or Victoria's Secret, and they're just always like comparing like big names, big white name companies to black businesses, and rather than give them the proper feedback in order for them to grow, they would completely disown them.
I think it's an issue with small businesses in general,
yeah,
where they're always compared to the bigger competitor. But specifically with black-owned small businesses, a lot of people will like immediately attack when something goes wrong, like you said, instead of just like saying, like, here's what you could do to improve it.
Right.
Or something I see is like, we will set a price point because we know our worth.
Right.
But
know your worth.
The quality of what we're selling will not be there. So like there's some businesses that I've supported that have like not really invested in their organization well enough to be charging what they're charging.
Right.
And like that's the feedback I give them. And that's cool. We keep it moving. And you do it privately.
Right.
Like there's no
don't
need.
Embarrass them. Yeah. Don't try to put it on their page. Oh, they blocked me. Ah ha ha. Like they.
Yo, like the one time we had an Airbnb. Do
yes,
you remember that?
We're not going to talk about where it was. Okay.
It was just a really
great location though. It was like right off Florida Avenue, like right near like the U Street area. So you have potential.
He had a very great location.
Yes.
And we get in there.
And it was like $62 a night, which is like not bad. Yeah.
No, great price point.
You and I split 30-something bucks.
But he had curtains on the window with duct tape to hold the curtains up. His towels, I think, had like mildew on them.
It had dog hair on it.
Dog hair, that's what it was. Like, it was...
On the shower screen, like the inner lining, it had like black mold or some mildew on it. So, of course, you're kind of like...
I'm going to just go outside and hose myself down. Right. I'm like the dirty whore I am.
I'm a dog. Oh, I'm a dog. Bitch, I'm a cow. Whatever.
Moo. It go moo.
I was so upset, but it was like, it was such a great location.
And I
want to come back to it, but I'm like, yo, take this feedback so that I can come back the next time I come.
That's right. And Airbnb gives you an option to give private feedback rather than post
being
on the review.
Public, yeah.
So the review I gave him was like, yo, great like customer service. He was really there to support us.
You sent him a novel.
But shout out to you. But then when it came time for that feedback privately, and he didn't respond either. I never told you that. No, he didn't respond. So he probably took it personally. But but the feedback I gave him, I told him, like, you gotta fix this shit, bro. And like, especially where he was located, like he's gonna get hella people if he just like listened to what was some of the issues. Granted, we did only pay $62, so
you get what you pay for. Yep. But at the same time, the Airbnb host is a black person, and like I think he had like 4.8 out of 5 stars. And the 0.2 that was deducted was because of cleanliness and because of like how trash it would look. And I just wanted to like make sure that his rating stayed either maintained or better. Like, I would hate to see like a black DC host like get trash ratings.
Because the people who aren't as kind as us, we're going to air his ass out all over Airbnb. And so that's what it is. It's like, provide the feedback. Provide, like, just help them grow. Because with all small businesses, you have to start from somewhere.
Right.
Bed Bath & Beyond started from somewhere. Apple started from somewhere. Yep. Wally World, Walmart started from somewhere.
Did you say Wally
World?
I did
say Wally World. It slipped out. But
you're not in the South no more.
Wally, where she go to Walmart. She go to Walmart.
I was
she
the one in New Orleans. Hit. Like,
also got me into that song. But, like, provide the feedback instead of shutting them down. And so, like... I'm sure there are plenty of black owned businesses in your area that you can support.
Absolutely.
Please make sure that you try to support. No, not try. Nigga, do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Okay.
Do that shit. Do it.
It's not just like, oh, I'm putting money in my friend's pocket or this person's pocket. But when you are investing in your black neighborhoods and your communities, you're pouring economics into our neighborhoods. I'm not sure if you've seen in the upcoming like gentrified neighborhoods, whether it be on like any MLK Boulevard on in major cities, there's a lot of carryouts, there's a lot of liquor stores, and there's a lot of like gun stores. We want to build our economics to have more gardens, to have more grocery stores, like sufficient grocery stores, not corner stores. We want to have like community centers, like a safe haven or a central hub for kids to, you know, be centralized and having like programs and developing themselves as they get into the real world. It's like, we want to pour into our communities, and the best way to do that is buying black.
So do that shit. Like, I don't know how many times I gotta say it. I can sum that up in 3 words.
Here we go.
Say it with me.
Say it again.
Do that shit.
Up top. You did that.
One more time. I don't think they heard us. Do that shit. Buy black shit, nigga. And if you not, then you can wipe my ass.
Give me a kiss.
After I said wipe my ass, that's trifling.
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting. So uncomfortable. Give me a kiss to wiping your ass. Mm-hmm. But anyways... We are actually going to take like just this moment to kind of shout out some black owned businesses that you can support.
Absolutely.
If you live in Philly, check out 10th Street Deli and Grocery, 2000 South 10th Street. And I keep slipping up saying it's a poppy shop, but technically it's not a poppy shop.
Nope.
Because it's not owned by a poppy.
Nope.
It's a corner store and a grocery store, and it's black owned. In Philly, they make bomb ass hoagies. Like, you go ahead, fuck with that junk.
Yeah.
Next,
I have Black and Mobile, which is pretty much like the Black-owned Grubhub. It is getting your Black-owned goods and services delivered to you, essentially. So, and if you want to have like it delivered to, like say for instance, you live in West Philly, you want it delivered from North Philly, you would just like email them and just be like, this is what it is, and you would pay like an additional 25 convenience fee. But you're essentially pouring into another Black business.
And again, their IG is Black and Mobile. On top of that, the way that I found Black and Mobile is the Banks Giving Company. This is a nonprofit in Philly that gives free finance seminars to middle and high school students at Temple University. So check out Banks Giving Company on Instagram. It's a good look, man. They do seminars for students. They did one for some of my students as well. What else we got?
Go ahead.
So back in the DMV area, I got a very close friend of mine actually started his own underwear brand.
Come on.
Dope as fuck. And the cool ass thing about it is the waistband parts. Yeah. They're made of satin. That's some comfortable ass shit.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you're excused, nigga. So check out.
Is it just for men or for
It is just
unisex.
For men.
Okay.
But, we could talk to him and see what's popping with
Absolutely. Get some silky smoothie draws.
But anyways, it's called No Walls USA. Yes, the name is No Walls USA because you try to tear down those walls.
All right, that's enough.
Of oppression.
That's enough.
No, but check it out on Instagram. No Walls USA.
So another one in the DMV area is the Earth Lady LCC or LLC on Instagram. It is the Earth Lady LLC, and she does a lot of like body butters and bath types of products. And also her full-time job, she's a mental health advocate, which is like right on time for mental health awareness this month. She is having a discount, so her products are 15% off if you use the code mental awareness. And she's also she went to school in Temple, so she's a little Philly jump, you know what I'm saying?
Another Philly spot is a jazz restaurant and bar called South. I know probably when I said it, I said South, like S O U F.
Yeah, with an F. Yeah.
But it's South. I feel like it still sounds like I said S O U T H, nigga. Goddamn it.
I hear you.
South on Broad and Fairmount. Check that joint out. They got a bomb ass happy hour. They do a jazz happy hour. Like, yo, this shit is popping. Yeah, it's a dope spot. And you got another one? Because I got more bars. I got more bars for these hoes.
I mean, I can always shout them out again. Netter Gold is based out of the DMV area. 10% of what they earn is donated to four different charities within the DMV. One of them is a tutoring center, and there is Bread for the City, which is like canned goods. Like they donate like little like lunch bags for people, and people just simply use their EBT card and just get lunch bags of food.
Cool. I also got Dos Tacos.
You got more?
I told you I got bars,
There's
bro.
More?
I got Dos Tacos. This Shit. Is a taco spot owned by this Haitian dude who won one of those like restaurant war TV shows.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was called. Is it Restaurant Wars? Is a show, right? I don't know. Whatever. One of those one of those like cooking shows where Top Chef. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Top Chef, or something like that. Something Anyways, like that. Dos Tacos. Check them out. DOS Tacos, nigga. Also,
and it's right in Center City.
Yeah, like smack in Center City.
So whenever you're drunk and you find yourself lost, just find a Dos Tacos.
That was great.
And don't
promo.
Ask for one taco.
Oh, because
they're gonna serve
you.
They will serve you two tacos.
Nigga, it's called Dos,
and not think twice about it.
Dos.
So,
DOS.
Yeah.
Means two. Also, this is my last
Dora,
one.
The Explorer.
This is my last one.
Okay.
For now.
Okay.
Uncle Bobby's Coffee and Books.
Oh, yeah.
Out in Germantown. It's owned by Mark Lamont Hill.
Yeah.
And I think like it started like Bobby, I think, is the name of like his grandfather.
It was like his great uncle.
Yeah,
or
something like that.
Yeah.
But they have tons of stuff too, and like tons of children's books as well. They
great
also sell
books.
Merch. Yeah, they sell merch. Like it's a good look. So it's located in Germantown.
Yes.
5445 Germantown Ave. Yeah, but check that joint out as well. It's
right off Germantown Ave. If you see cobblestone, you're in the right area.
Yeah, Uncle Bobby's, B-O-B-B-I-E-S, is how you spell Bobby's, the black way.
For you unliterate.
Unliterate?
Illiterate.
But yes, so I think there's just tons of black-owned businesses that we have to continue to support. And absolutely. Find different ways to just be present for our own people. I think even we got like even just small events, like any time that you see just the meetups. What like absolutely. You got me hip to like meetup to the meetup app.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's like black entrepreneurs. Check that shit out. You'll always find like tons of different things. There's always opportunities in your city.
Absolutely. I think this upcoming Sunday, actually, from 4 to 8 at St. Lazarus, if you ever heard, it's right off Girard Avenue. This Sunday, it's called hashtag Get Home Safe, the Philadelphia Vision edition. They got arts, drinks, music, mental health awareness, and it's just an event where it's just like just curating great vibes. And it's just built on community and building a village, and you know, it's also free. So you can't really like say no to this. I feel like you should really check it out if you're in the area, whether it be in North Philly or just Philly in general. Like, just come on over and enjoy a free event and some drinks.
And it is, if I'm not mistaken, it's like a mental health event, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there'll be like, are there going to be therapists or is just like a networking?
Absolutely. There are going to be some black therapists there, you know, just to have some like great conversation and support and resources to know that there are black therapists out there. So if you all know of any black therapists out there, you know, the better.
Do you go to therapy? Do you have a black therapist?
I do not.
Do you think that I was listening
which
to.
Which I'm like, and I am in search of.
Well, and I'm curious because I was listening to another podcast and they were mentioning how like he does not want a black therapist because for what he finds most useful in his therapy is when someone is like directly on the outside looking in. Oh. So like he wants an unbiased perspective. Well, no, everyone has bias, but he wants, you know, from where he's sitting, an unbiased perspective.
That's a different perspective
on. Yeah. What he might be dealing with. But then some people on the flip side say, no, I need someone to understand like some of the internal racial struggles that I have to go through. And if I'm dealing with a therapist of a different background, they might not be able to, you know, identify, I guess, with the things that I'm talking about. So what do you think?
Well, my therapist is a veteran. Okay. And is a woman.
Yeah.
So she understands the military sexual trauma that I've dealt with. Or understood, like she's been in these situations when she was in the military. I'm not saying that every woman in the service has experienced some sort of military sexual trauma, but it's actually, you know, pretty popular. So I wasn't like upset that she was black or that she was not black, but I did want to align myself with somebody who shared similar experiences. I do prefer a black therapist. But I am glad that we do share, like I said, similar experiences.
I mean, it's also just seems difficult to find black therapists. Absolutely. Black doctors. Because actually,
absolutely. Even when... Because you were looking for a black dentist yourself.
I was looking for a black dentist because my dentist growing up...
Was black.
Like, since I... Yeah, like, yeah. My only dentist actually was black. Except the person who gave me braces. But...
You had braces?
Yeah, I don't even know if that guy's alive anymore. It was this old dude. And he isn't the rest... It was him... And then the rest of the shot was all like 20-year-old women.
Oh my
I swear
gosh.
On God.
Yeah, braces.
I swear on God that this old guy was a pimp.
Gator, don't play that shit.
He was selling pussy at the bottom of the dentist shop.
Gator's girls wear jimmies.
Ask my parents, yo. I bet you. Because listen, that shit didn't seem right. As a kid, looking at the nigga was, it was this old white dude. He had to be like 60 years old.
He was like a little cute, Hugh Hefner.
I don't know. He wasn't no cute Hugh Hefner. He was old, like
crooked neck.
He looked like the age hit him. And it, the office was literally nothing but like 20-year-old women.
Sexy
and
it
was
like, 20-year-old women.
Well, I was also a kid, so everything was sexy.
Oh, yeah, true. Because,
you know,
I get a boner from watching The Simpsons.
What? I get a boner just putting my pants on.
Yikes.
Always on swole. Stay ready. Attention!
All right.
Anyways, yeah. I'm positive that he was selling pussy out of the back of his dentist shop.
I mean, it's not there anymore. It's also not surprising. I feel like, even as an adult, you'd be like, I gotta have a side hustle. Like, I understand, like...
Wait, what? hold on.
It is what it is.
So you're trying to say that if your side hustle is selling pussy, then you're okay with this.
I'm not saying yes and I'm not saying no. I'm not saying...
Do not further incriminate yourself, Miss Booker.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'm not saying that I'm going to sell my body by having intercourse, but stripping has definitely crossed my mind.
Oh, well, that's fine. All I'm saying is...
And I hate if my dad listened to this.
No.
Because I am a saint.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Yeah.
A good Christian woman.
Yeah, that's what my dad sees me as, a good Christian woman that went to the military and got good grades in school.
What's the fighting in the army of the Lord?
Oh! Exactly. That's how my dad sees me. So I'm going to keep fighting in the Lord.
Yo, can that be the name of this episode?
Sure.
Fighting in the army of the Lord.
Shabala habala.
And then they listen and like, oh, this is not what I thought.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
Ciao.
But right. Yes. So it's difficult to find a black, just any, like black doctors. I couldn't find a black doctor or a dentist. Even when I was in Houston, I struggled.
Yeah.
But
now we have an app. Slash
we have social media.
Discovered this melanin and mental health Instagram, and I really want you to take a look at it, because I feel like the stigma of therapy is still there. Like, you know, if you go to therapy, you're crazy. I want us to get out of that mindset and just understand, like, it's okay to, like, let your guard down for once.
So is this, like, is this an app? Is it just Instagram? What is this?
I haven't really taken a look at it, but I'm pretty sure if you go on the main page, put in your area code to find this therapist, it will give you all of the available black therapists, whether you meet in person or you meet online because of your work schedule. Like, they will work with you.
Yeah, so... it is a website. They don't have an app, but you can also go on the website and add your own listings.
Yes.
So if you know of anyone, you can add them to the actual website. But yeah, it helps you. You can find, like, locate therapists in your own city. And if I'm not mistaken, they have, like, reviews and everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it makes it a lot easier. I feel like we don't even take advantage. Or that's another thing. Like, small businesses, or a lot of like black-owned businesses ran by older people, do not believe in the power of social media yet. Nope. So they end up failing because they're not utilizing how much reach you can actually start having, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
And I'm the one that has experience with trying to, you know, work with someone who's older who doesn't really believe in social media. The best advice I can give to y'all, honestly, is just patience, because the generational gap of us using social media and them not using social media, it is a very tricky and draining interaction. But like I said, just continue to be patient and work with these established businesses and support them by just providing them the feedback that they need. Like, sometimes, like when I was working with the Black Home Garden, feedback is what's needed to keep them elevated. So,
at the end of the day, support black businesses and take your ass to therapy, because you got
to
get rid.
Take your ass to what?
Therapy.
Okay.
What?
That's how you know you're a little Maryland nigga.
Take your ass to therapy.
Therapy.
That's what I said.
You did not.
That's exactly what I said.
Therapy.
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 Yep.
Therapy.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care.
It sounds like you're saying therapy.
Shut up.
Therapy.
That's not what I'm saying.
All right.
Anyways, you know what? I need a black therapist to deal with all the frustration that you're pouring on me.
Sure.
Whatever.
Frustration, my ass.
Whatever.
suck my asshole.
Wow. Yeah. That is too much. And this has been a Tangled Podcast.
So sorry. So sorry.
I'm done. I'm tapped out.
That's no, you're you. Not. No, you're
you
not.
You take the mic now.
Yep, I will.
You take it.
And I will always suck butt.
We're going to edit all of that out. And, I'm just going to pretend that none of that happened.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
You will accept me in my randomness.
I will not accept your randomness because right. That shit is trifling.
Well, speaking of trifling, I feel like when girls be talking to you, I be like...
Oh, I'm gonna beat this bitch ass.
No, I wouldn't say all that, but I do in be like... Head. In my head. There's a lot going on in my head, but I be like... Because you're crazy. This bitch... Whoa, whoa. What
oh, we can't say about crazy? We can't say crazy. We can't say crazy. Crazy problematic. Because you're
yes.
insane in the membrane.
No, that's worse. Not... That's even
cause
worse.
Because you're... Cause you're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I am off.
Cuckoo.
Just say I am, or I'm not right.
You ain't right with the Lord.
I literally just said, like,
you ain't right with the Lord. Get your soul right.
So I feel like, because it kind of correlates with the whole, like, black owned businesses. You see, like, a black owned business is doing what you would like to do, and you start feeling envious, so therefore you do not support. Like, oh, well, I was going to do this, but they're doing it, so fuck them. I'm not going to support.
So then when you see women talking to me.
Absolutely.
You
when
feel
I,
jealous?
Something. It's something.
Really?
I feel something. But, like, I have to... It is a lot that goes on my head. Like, sis, like, calm the fuck down. But at the same time, you'd be like, all right... This man is going to leave with me at the end of the night. So get out your feelings.
Everybody.
I think what gets to me is, like, to be honest, my boyfriend who is next to me, he tends to give out his number with the intent, in my mind, with the intent of networking. But people find his personality very dope. So, therefore, they're thinking it's going to be something more. And that is kind of where I feel like the jealousy or the envy or whatever. Like, I just don't feel right within myself.
I mean, you making it sound like I get my number out and then we get home and a woman sends me, like, a spread eagle picture. I don't feel like nobody really texts me, though.
I mean, no, they don't really text you, but like y'all are exchange. Like, I clearly see y'all exchanging numbers.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing.
I don't... Well, because I don't give my number out. Now, it may be to, like, people who I know, but I don't give my number out to fucking random people. Unless it's people who, like, I know I can leverage. Does not sound right.
Opportunist?
That still sounds bad, too.
Sound like a typical DMV? I mean, that's just pretty essentially
unless
what
I
they
can,
are.
Yeah, fuck it. Unless I can leverage the relationship. Aha, you
yeah,
see how
exactly,
I clean that up?
Exactly.
I don't, when...
You can see it going somewhere. Like, if you don't see it going anywhere, then of course you're not going to, like, entertain the conversation.
Yeah, because I get bored with conversations really quick as well.
Absolutely.
But when we first started dating... And, like, I'd be walking down the street with you and I'd see somebody, like, turn around and look at your ass. I'd be like, yo, I'm gonna fuck this nigga up.
Really?
Oh, yeah, all the time. But now that I'm much more secure.
Fuck.
I'm much more secure. I'd be like, hey, babe, he was looking at your butt. That nigga looked at your butt. And I'd be like, hey, he wants your butt.
I didn't even know.
Which is hilarious to me because of, like, the...
But I also, I don't assume that everybody looks at my butt, but I have realized that I do have a monster butt.
Well, you
comes
also,
out of nowhere.
You also don't, you don't like the attention. So nope. You really downplay how you look sometimes with your outfits. And then at times when you do wear outfits that accentuate your body.
I'd be like, no.
You'd be like, oh, stop looking at me. Or you'll be like, everyone's looking at me. And we'll be in a space where there's no other people.
Right. So I just be in my head.
Yeah, but.
Essentially, sis, don't be in your head like that.
I actually...
It's going to mess you the fuck up.
When other people look at you...
You're welcome.
That's when I be all swole. I be like, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm going to hit that.
I low-key, like, feel the same way. Because I feel like...
Yeah, you're all swole?
No. But, like, I'm not going to go any further.
That's nasty.
No, I'm not going to go any further.
Real moist.
No!
really moist. Oh, God. See, that's why when people look at you, I'd be like,
that burp is moist. Yeah.
When people look at you, I'd be like, yeah, you don't know what kind of gas she got up under
there. Yeah, yeah. I am a gassy individual. But, anyway. That
gas is real moist.
Shut up. Yo,
can you imagine people listening and hearing my...
And especially because your S's are like...
Moist. So nasty. I'm about to make somebody get in a car accident.
Nasty. You're nasty. You're a nasty little fuck.
Wow.
Yeah, yes.
But it does. Smacking. I get... Wow. Yeah. What is happening? Yeah. Spit in my mouth.
No, I didn't ask any of that. Wait, what?
Spit in my mouth.
You dealt with a white woman, didn't you? Yeah. What satisfaction do you get out of that?
I don't... You get to taste what they have for dinner. That's beautiful.
No.
Instead of eating off your plate, I would just let you spit in my mouth.
Oh, because that's so selfless. Fuck out of here.
I don't know.
No.
It's weird.
Yeah.
People see it in porns and then they're like, yeah, I'm going to try that.
You know what? Honestly, would you be like trying to like...
I'd be emulate.
Not you, but just people. And people try to like imitate that what goes on in porn. It is such a rude awakening. Like, oh, I guess I'm not that flexible.
I guess I'm not...
I thought I could do this. Yikes.
Or when they be like,
go to the hospital.
Or they'd be like, yeah, smack me like they did in Florida. Like, I'm gonna fight you.
And smack the shit out of him. Like Black Dynamite. He's like, motherfucker. Oh, I'll smack the shit out of you.
Listen, you guys, if you took nothing from this episode of the podcast, please just take that you are not a porn star.
Yeah. You are not a porn star.
Your sex game. First of all, their sex, like, I can't imagine trying to have sex with like 30 cameras and then someone telling me how to have sex while I'm having sex.
All right, put the leg up. Uh-huh. Right, and put your hand there. Yep. And you go.
Yeah, I need you to moan louder.
Yeah.
Moan louder.
Yeah, it's not enough. It's not sexy enough.
Hey, you're sweating. Get the sweat off of your forehead.
Oh, I would be overly critical if I was a director.
Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh.
Get him a towel. Someone get him a towel. Right,
Get him a towel.
Anyway.
Number one, one, two, there's three. 400 sold.
What?
I don't know.
But when so I see I got people talking to you, yeah, it gets me excited.
That's dope.
Because.
It does.
Yeah, now it does. Because I'm securing the relationship. And the reality is, if you leave, you're going to leave. So, like, it is what it is.
I'm glad we're kind of on the same page. Or at least, I feel like the thirst is mutual. Not that I feel... The thirst is mutual because I feel the same way. I feel like when girls look and talk to my dude, like I think there's one time it was Fat Tuesdays on South Street and this lady comes into the restaurant and touches all in your hair and Lindsay looks at me like, you gonna do something, bitch? You gonna do something?
And I didn't like that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. We didn't get the Fat Tuesdays yet. We had some...
No, it was Fat Tuesday. It was Mardi Gras, sorry.
Yeah, we were at...
Mardi Gras is Fat Tuesday.
Yes, I thought you... Yeah. But yeah. You said Fat Tuesday. So
yeah,
no. Restaurant.
Gotcha.
But we were at some, like, Mediterranean spot. Yeah, and she saw my locks and, like, came in and touched
me. And rather than say, oh, I like your locks, she went all in his hair. And she was like, oh, my gosh, he got a beard, too. And I'm thinking to myself, like, yeah.
I'm thinking, get your goddamn hands out of my fucking hair. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't understand.
Bitch, did you not listen to Solange? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't understand it.
Oh, why the fuck are you touching my hair? Yo, that shit was probably trifling too. She probably didn't wipe when she went to the bathroom.
Stop it.
She did wipe and didn't wash her hands and it was in my hair.
Yeah,
I got doo-doo locks now.
Stop.
I got doo-doo locks.
Don't even think about it like that.
Shake them dreads. You gotta shake the shit out them dreads.
Shake the E. coli.
That's so trifling. She had her hands all up in my hair.
I know. But in my mind,
ass,
rather than respond negatively, my ass was like, oh yeah?
Oh, stanky booty little hoe.
I can't wait to take this nigga home.
Oh, dookie fingers.
Okay, you're just stuck on just poop fingers.
Because it's nasty. Don't touch my fucking hair. Sorry. I know that wasn't the point you were trying to get at.
Yes, at all.
But we had polar opposite reactions.
Absolutely.
To her touching my hair.
But I feel like at the beginning of our relationship, I used to get really upset or I used to get really jealous because... Like I said, you were just like a person of networking and just trying to connect with people or just great people. And you would just jot their numbers down. Man, female. Like, it did not matter. And I'd just be like, what the fuck? Like, why is this man so all over the place? And or he has to make himself known in this atmosphere. But, like, through our, you know, the duration of our relationship, I've learned you. I've accepted you. And I've learned that I have a good thing going. And to know that you feel the same way and feel like the thirst is pretty mutual. And I really like that.
I think we both just have flirty personalities.
We are like 10 days apart.
I will say for myself, I don't recognize that I'm flirting because I think it's just conversation. Which is why, you know,
and same here.
Straight clubs and gay clubs I've gotten hit on. You know, one, because I'm just a sexy ass bitch. But for real, I don't really know when people are hitting on me. Like, for me to know that someone's hitting on me, even like when we first started, like when we first met, I'm sure there were times that you were flirting with me and I did not pick up on it.
Nope.
I don't really notice when people are flirting with me.
It seems as though people are flirting with me to get back into my life. Two of my exes have come back with Facebook messengers of the, hey stranger, or
baby, come hey, back.
What's going on? What's up with your life? Looking real see. Good recently. I what's going nothing, on?
First and I of just all, can't live without like, you.
Nigga,
baby, come back.
When the fuck and where the fuck? I haven't talked to you in how many years? And it just seems like this is like the season of that coming up. And being in a relationship, I must pose the question of how do you deflect to make your partner secure within a relationship? So what I did is I showed the messages, or the message, because one was like automatically deleted because I don't need that toxic energy. But I showed the message to my significant other. He saw that I like deflected, like with the meanest, with the illest. No, like there is like nothing to be exchanged, because I feel like trying to create that security of nigga, there's nobody around who is in the picture, going to be in the picture, or even if they come back 2 years later, they not gonna be in the picture. Just, I feel like we're both attractive people and it's gonna happen. Like, people are gonna like come to us.
Listen, at the end of the day, if you try and fuck Rashawn,
oh,
you gotta fuck me too. So listen, come correct.
And up, and up.
Come correct.
And you try, he's loving.
That's right. So if you go try to be up in my DMs.
My sign is a Cancer. I like long walks on the beach. I'm a whiskey guy.
Listen, if you tried to be up in my DMs and fuck me and send me nudes, you got to send Rashawn the same nudes.
Come on now.
I'm just saying.
Let me see that pussy.
That's right. You try to fuck. We a package deal. You fuck one, you fuck them all.
I feel like.
It's like Pokemon. Gotta fuck them all, Rashawn.
It's a twofer deal. It's
that's
a
right. Buy one, get one free.
Well, it
actually
really...
This dick ain't free.
Well, that wouldn't really work in my case because you're not gay or bisexual. But in my case, if you're trying to send some news, I'd be like, let me see that ass. So
that's fine. Listen, y'all, I'm comfortable.
Y'all be surprised.
Y'all send Rashawn a dick pic. You better send me the dick pic
Elijah
too.
Elijah and I would literally walk down the street, and especially because it's like sundress season. Heyo, we will definitely be out on a prowl.
You know what sundress season really means? Looking at the masses. I feel like sundress season just means that you forgot to do laundry and you ain't got no drawers.
Right. Did you see my dresses that I pulled out? Yeah, now that the seasons have changed, I was like, okay, finally I can wear. Just put this one garment of clothes on and I be good.
Ain't got no drawers on under there because you ain't washed none.
Fuck a laundry day.
So, yeah. If y'all send a nudes, just make sure you CC Rashawn as well. Or just send it to theentanglepodcast@gmail.com.
You never know.
No, I'm kidding. Please don't.
Oh, all right.
Oh, unless you. I mean, hey. I don't want to.
We'll evaluate and see.
I check that.
It's like if it's somebody I'm interested
in. I check that email at work. So I'm not trying to open up on my big ass computer screen. somebody butt booty naked.
Oh, I just found out Tumblr has been bought by Verizon. So now with the whole banning of like the sexual content, it's supposed to be coming back.
Hey, I'm getting my porn back.
I know, in the most legal way.
People who listen but the to reason, this probably think we have a porn addiction.
Probably.
Every episode.
But everybody knows when you're at work and you pull up your phone and you had that last tab of you on Pornhub, you're just like, oops, I forgot to close that tab.
If you still on Pornhub, you're a noob. Step your game up.
Noob?
Yeah.
What's a noob?
I actually don't really know. I just know gamers say it, and it means like you're new to the, I don't really know. I know it just means like you're new to like gaming. You're trash.
I feel like so, it's very close to lube, and I don't want no parts.
You don't want no parts? You just want... Never mind.
Jeez.
So
first of all, I don't need lube. But at the same time, lube is very essential, because who wants painful sex?
Essential oils.
Essential oils. No, essential oil straight on the skin is very irritable.
Oh, irritable.
So you need like a solvable... you need a water-based oil.
Yeah, there we go.
You need a water-based oil.
Could you do... No, not aloe vera.
I think the best way to go about it is coconut oil. Coconut oil, put it down there. Coconut oil, put it on your skin. Lick it off. You know what I'm saying?
You can cook brownies with it.
You can cook brownies
with... Make some bomb-ass brownies with coconut oil.
You really could, because it adds, like, a sweetness to it. Coconut oil is really good for your eyelashes. It's also good if you have a puppy and they have really bad breath. It's really good
for them. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. You know, puppies got really bad breath.
Really bad breath.
So you have to give them, like, a little tablespoon of coconut oil. You're welcome on that. So.
Yo, that's a game changer. Mm-hmm. That's dope.
Especially because... Like, puppies want to lick all in your face, and you'd be like, bruh, set the fuck down.
Or you just not let the dog lick you in the fucking face.
But they're so excited. They're just like, oh my gosh, like, human, human, human. So it's like, let's just feed this.
Spay and neuter your pets.
Make sure they don't have worms.
Is that what they're... I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I get.
Anyways, don't be envious when someone talks to your significant other.
Literally.
Unless y'all some cheating ass motherfuckers. Right, then maybe you should be a little jealous, a little envious.
But just take it as a win for you. You did good.
It's a good look. That means you're with somebody that is very attractive and people are enticed by their presence.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like...
I think that's why we like strip clubs so much, because it's kind of like... I see that a stripper is, like, dancing on you and liking you, and it's like, oh.
Well, no. Don't get it twisted. They don't like me. They like my money. So.
That's true. But it's like, you better spend that money.
It's the perception that they like me.
Man, is it cold in here? Is it me?
Nipples look like fucking cooking knives.
Shing! I got excited. We should go to the strip club. You ready to go to the strip club?
We
should go to the strip club.
I'm good. I have no money. So
it's Thursday.
It's broke nigga Thursday.
You right.
I'll go to the strip club and put some duct tape on the bottom of my shoes. Collect all the money that's on the floor.
Fucking bills.
That's the plan. Listen. Here's another nugget of advice for the podcast, and then we about to be out. Put some duct tape on the bottom of your shoes, right? And you just walk around the fucking strip club, right? Uh-huh. And you wait till the big name stripper come out. You'll know it's her.
Right, right.
Because the DJ will be like, oh shit, welcome to the stage.
Right, all that.
Fucking honey bun. I don't know. I can't think of a stripper name. And then she
Cinnamon, something sweet.
Something sweet. Lemon gum drops. I don't know. And then she gonna come on the stage, right? Niggas gonna throw money everywhere. Bow, bow. It's raining. It's raining. Right.
Here's a coin.
No, I hope you're not throwing coins. And then you just walk around the strip club with the duct tape on. And you're gonna pick all that money up on the bottom of your shoes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And then,
changer.
You can recycle, you know, reuse, reduce, recycle that shit.
Oh.
Rip that money off the bottom of your duct tape, and then you just throw that shit in the air. You throw that shit in the air, and then I look like the baller at the strip club.
Right,
genius. Y'all listen,
patent it, make it a
motherfucking Teddy's Nuggets of knowledge.
Nuggets.
I said nuggets.
Oh, nuggets. I was like nuggets. What's a buckets? Like it's like buckets, but for niggas.
Okay.
Because we gonna keep that to myself.
Yeah. Oh shit, I forgot about our music segment.
Yep.
Because nigga, guess what the fuck done came out?
What?
Motherfucker Ari Lennox. Oh wait, was that last week?
But it's still thumping like that. Like she came out with a new video for Up Late featuring Miss Ago. But if I wanted to pick the next song to be a video is BMO. Break Me Off.
That's my favorite song on that album.
Absolutely. Like I'm already like
wait, not to tell, so I'm like, confused. Imagine,
like I already have like a striptease like routine.
I'm confused. So what music came out this week?
You don't know it. What is to come is Tyler the Creator releasing an album on Friday.
That's true. And Megan Thee Stallion drops her album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, yo, listening to that album at work, whew, my pants get a little tight, bruh.
I can't.
Trying to tell you. Listen. I was like, oh, I got a little hot. My blood pressure going up.
She like trying to fuck you in the mirror while she looking at you.
I was like, ah. Yo, her and Maxo Cream got a song called She Live. That shit goes. ASAP Ferg and ASAP Rocky dropped a song called Pups. That shit goes.
Oh, yeah.
I just found this guy this morning, actually, named Pink Sweats. He's from West Philly. He's got a couple EPs out. He's got one joint called Volume 2 EP. Very creative name, nigga. But really? Volume 2, the EP.
Right, right.
Volume 1, the EP.
Appreciate it.
Whatever. Anyways.
Creativity, I love it.
I mean, no, it's really dope, though. That same, like, crooning style of a lot of acoustics. It's a good look. You should check it out. That joint's old, though. It came out earlier this year. And this playlist called Let's Get Jiggy With It. It's like these real jiggy-ass joints. Like, these real kind of like funky type of songs.
Yeah.
It's a playlist, if you have Apple Music, from Control C2R... What? Let's try that again. CTRL.
No, Control Delete.
Control Delete. Hmm. It's got some like dope cuts on here too. Like shit that you just haven't heard in a while. And a good like mix. So it's got Lose Yourself to Dance from Daft Punk and Pharrell.
Lose Yourself to Dance.
And then it's got like...
That's my shit.
Yeah. Then it's got Computer Love by Zapp and Roger. You're going to do this for every song. It's got Reaching Too Much with Layla Hathaway from Anderson .Paak's newest album.
That's such a great hand dance.
And it's got fucking Electric Feel by MGMT.
Mm.
Like it's just a real good compilation of like diverse, really funky songs.
But just good vibes.
Yeah,
it's saying that like good like vibes.
38 songs, 2.5 hours. It's a good little playlist. I've been listening to it like on repeat since it came out, actually.
And this is only on Apple?
Yeah, it might be on other streams, but
I was about to say, I hope, because I definitely just made that transition from Apple to Spotify.
How unfortunate.
And it's actually been super helpful. Like, when I play a song, like, it plays, like, something similar to it. And they've been pretty spot on. It's like how Pandora used to be back in the day without all the crazy-ass commercials, which is love. Which is love.
I need love. Put a thumb in a butt.
Your infatuations with butts, honestly. It's like you're like a Tina Belcher.
Like, I like just, butts.
You like that, and you cannot lie. It's fine.
Butts are just so pleasant.
I get it.
They do so many things.
Hey, question. Last question. Are you a butt guy or are you a boobs guy?
Booty, nigga. This is a Tangle podcast. We the fuck out.
Eat the butt.
Oh, I will.